This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Hoping you enjoy and learn from the next moments. The audio on The American Family Farmer with Doug Steffen is about to get into your ears and into your head and perhaps into your life. The object of this program is to have you understand what's going on. American Family Farmer, I don't think it takes a lot of heavy lifting to acknowledge that we are in tough straits, those of us who are family farmers. And what the government is doing, I wish we could ignore them, but we can't because they've inveigled themselves in our lives and into our businesses as much as they have. So what I like to do is look at some of the news as we start off this program, and then we'll talk to somebody. Each week we have somebody different on that represents a different type of farming success. As a matter of fact, this week we're going to talk to Gene Bauer, who's the president of Farm Sanctuary. Interesting ideas. This is a non-profit that is focused on cruelty to farm animals. Very controversial things that are focused on. And so I would like you, those of us who try to be conscious when it comes to our animals, sometimes we are more conscious than others. Some folks are. And the news media has tried to make things out of, make it as if the entire industry was bad or cruel to whether it's the full-size cows in operations or younger heifers or pigs or sheep or whatever, chickens. So we're going to talk about how perhaps to understand the reasoning behind the movement in a few minutes. Right now, though, I want to talk about the good and the bad as we focus on farm and future. With all of the talks, the Chinese, and what we have been doing in the Trade Department, I have said this frequently, that farmers are really the base, part of the base anyway, that helped to drive President Trump's election. And when you think about the economic woes that we are suffering, I'm surprised, but I see this across the board. Support for the president has stayed pretty resilient. There are some cracks, though, that are starting to show. There was an ethanol conference last month in Iowa, and one of the farmers who was there, director of operations at an energy cooperative, said the long rope, the future of the agricultural community, has given way. It's gotten shorter. The administration, and in terms of the rope, using the analogy fraying, the rope is beginning to fray. Trump has tweeted about his love for farmers, but you know what? I don't base much on Trump's tweets. They're mostly nonsense. He addressed the American Farm Bureau in January, and there was pleasant applause and some of the cheers when he talked about the border wall. He said it would be easier for migrants to work on farms, but what are they doing? There's a lot of talk. What are they doing? And that's the real question here. The blow from tariffs has bothered many hundreds of thousands of farmers. Matter of fact, the market facilitation program, which started for farmers, 864,000 producers have applied since this program debuted last fall. Payments of $8 billion have gone out. But this is bailing out farmers. This isn't helping farmers to produce more and better and make more money the honorable way by actually doing the work. And that's why I think a lot of producers, especially when they see one family taking home $600,000 as a result of this bonus that came out, the aid in the farm bill, and a lot of farmers who are struggling didn't get a nickel. This was an agribusiness, yeah, it was still in the family name, but they have, I think, annual income of $60 million or something like that, and they got $600,000 out of the farm bill. Why? Why? Is the question, and nobody really has a good answer other than it's politics. As a matter of fact, the business about One of the things that, as I just said a few minutes ago, the whole business about whether Trump should get the support of people that are in the farming business. Net farm income projections for the next decade have gone up. But that's, I believe, a political... You can maneuver the numbers any way you want to. Politics being what it is. You can make it look good. Okay, so the farmers need to keep supporting Trump because under his administration, this, that, or the other thing has happened. Well, as far as I can see under his administration, and I'm not advocating for a Democrat because they're usually disaster when it comes to farms, it's just the whole business of us becoming so dependent on the government. It's like many other people in life, and lives are affected by the government enough already. Let us find our markets and sell stuff for what, never mind this foolishness of the government pool for dairy that was completely obliterated by the influence of the Suiza family and Dean Foods and Dairy Farmers of America. It's all the same bunch. And they've ruined it for the dairy farmer in America. The small farmer, the cows dairying, if you don't have 1,000 cows, you can't make it. And that's all because this one family was able to get in during the Bush administration through their political context. And now the family farmer that is wants to be a dairy farmer, look at all, wherever you go, whatever state you're in that's a dairy state, farms are deserted left, right. New York State's a perfect example. That's happening in Vermont, too, but New York is one of the great examples of it, a horrible example. The land is open and not being used. My God, it's discouraging. It's disgusting, actually. So anyway, a little overview of some of the news, and be interesting to see what these net farm income projections actually show for the next decade. I thought you'd get a kick out of this. There's a new app developed by Hectare, H-E-C-T-A-R-E, Hectare Agritech. And it was designed by SellMyLivestock.com, which allows farmers to find breeding matches by viewing pictures of cows with details of their age, their location, their owners, that sort of thing. And it's like, I guess Tinder is the dating app where you go one way for you want to go right, it's yes and no as you swipe is on the left or something. And when you do that on this site, the cows moo. If there's a match, the app shows a heart and the words match found. The icon on the app is a big red udder. So if you want to match your cow with the right bull, you go to this app Cowmatch. Okay? Cowmatch. There's a concept. Huh? All right, before we get to Mr. Bauer, let's talk about how you as a farmer can get a lot of good rest. If you're up all night worrying about where your checks are going to come from, what kind of money you're going to have, I understand. But your lack of a sound night's rest is going to be a problem. Research finding sleep loss delivers a double whammy to your brain. Body and brain need a good night's rest. So let's make sure you're getting that by having pillows from MyPillow. MyPillow.com is the website. Go there. Find all your pillows. You'll find that you can wash them. You can dry them. You can't do that with other pillows, so they last for a long, long time. You can try these pillows, and if you don't like them in 60 days, send them back. Get your money back. You won't get that with any pillows that you find anywhere else. So let's go to MyPillow.com and get the advantage of using the code DJV. That's it. Use the code DJV. Save 50 to 55% on pillows, on sheets, on mattresses, mattress covers, you name it. Mattresses and pillows for your dog, for your cat. It's the best pillow, the best site for sleep. The sleeping accommodations that they have are fabulous. And anything over $200, you want to spend more than $200, they'll finance it for you. MyPillow.com, get the special deal, the money-back guarantees. You have nothing to lose. Anything you buy at MyPillow.com is guaranteed. It's American-made, fabulous stuff. I sleep with them, and I love them. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV now at MyPillow.com.
This is Peter on his motorcycle. This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
Feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. Joining me now is Gene Bauer, who's the president of Farm Sanctuary. He's the co-founder, actually. This is a nonprofit that works to end cruelty to farm animals and change the way we treat our farm animals, not only here in our country, but around the world. So he's become the conscience of the food movement. That's what Time Magazine has said about Mr. Bauer. You and I have talked actually on several different occasions because I think the first time I ever talked to you was because I was looking to make my farm a sanctuary, a bovine, canine, equine sanctuary, and that's where we first conversed. So how have things changed? Give people a little background, Gene, will you, on why this movement started and where you are and what's going on? What are the latest things that you're doing to help farmers understand the better way of raising animals?
No, well, thank you so much, Doug. It's great to be here with you this morning. And, you know, we started back in 1986 and with the mission of dealing with the cruelty of factory farming, where animals are in small cages, raised by the thousands. And we would hear of and find animals who were literally too sick to walk, who were dragged to slaughter. And we thought that this was outside the bounds of acceptable conduct, and so we started campaigning to prevent downed animals. Again, these are animals too sick even to stand from being slaughtered and used for human food. And we just want people to recognize that, like all animals, farm animals have feelings. They deserve to be treated with respect and with compassion. And we now operate sanctuaries for rescued animals in New York, in California. These are all animals that came from abusive backgrounds.
Yep. I haven't been the one in New York, but I have been the one in California. And it's really amazing the educational job that's done here. It isn't over the top. The problem is that sometimes when these things happen, the entire industry gets blanketed with criticism, and that's not true, nor is it fair. But there are a number, and there have been, frankly, as a kid growing up, I saw a lot of this stuff. People have been educated. People are changing their mind. There's pressure sometimes from the people that listen to this program, for example, the farmers, people who run farm businesses, the locavores who use our products. All these people have developed a change in heart, if you will, or many of them have, and they want to, you know, they come on the farm. I love having them come on my farm. I want to see them and their children love the animals and understand the animals aren't to be feared and see what it's like on a pasture with cows running all over the place. And that's kind of, I think, what Mr. Bauer is focused on. We're going to talk about some of the things, some of the controversies that develop around his process and procedures. 21 after the hour here.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Gene Bauer, president of Farm Sanctuary, author of the book Farm Sanctuary, Changing Hearts and Minds About Animals. And the other book is Food and Living, the Farm Sanctuary Life, the ultimate guide to eating mindfully, living longer, and feeling better every day. I don't eat meat. And I don't know that it's because, I do know why I don't eat meat. It's because my cows are my friends and I don't eat my friends. And I haven't for a long time. And I think a lot of the old timers, Gene, you've run into this, I'm sure, don't like what you do because it challenges the way they've always done things. And, you know, the newer farmers that are coming along get what you're saying, get what you're trying to get across, and are, I think, for the most part, working toward the goals that you have set at Farm Sanctuary. I notice, but a lot of times people think that I'm from some, you know, some guru's den because I have the positions I do in the same that you do in many circumstances. And I find myself, as I look at some of the Deepak Chopra stuff that I get, vegan recipes for your next dinner party. I was just looking at that as you and I were talking to begin with and thinking, you know, the world has changed a lot and farmers need to kind of keep up with the changes and not resent them and not say we can't do it or we shouldn't do it, because oftentimes new ideas, they're not always better, but in this circumstance, I think treating the animals consciously is an important thing for us to do, whether you eat meat or you don't. And I think that you have sent people in a direction to, if you are going to eat meat, be eating it, you know, you want better quality meat, which is certainly something that happens if we follow some of your suggestions, right?
No, absolutely. In this country, we eat way too much meat, and it's causing all sorts of health problems for people. And so I think there is a movement right now towards reducing the amount of meat people eat. And there are actually enormous opportunities for people who want to go into plant-based agriculture or into fruits and vegetables and to do more local farming and local marketing through farmers markets, through community-supported agriculture programs. There's even a Food Not Lawns movement for people in more suburban areas where you can provide a service. And, you know, the gardener who comes to the person's house to mow their lawn isn't just mowing their lawn anymore. They're actually growing vegetables. And this is the kind of, I think, innovation that creates opportunities for people in urban, suburban, and rural areas. And consumers want healthy food. They're tired of eating food that makes them sick. Mm-hmm. And there's all sorts of great documentaries now where people are actually, there's one called Forks Over Knives, for example, where people are getting off of their heart medication, getting off of their diabetes medication, using food as medicine and eating plants and doing much better health-wise. So I think this movement is growing, and there's a lot of opportunity for farmers who want to produce foods, specifically plant foods, that more and more people want.
Well, one of the things that's really kind of cool about this, and again, it may not be right for everybody, but it is a conscious, and that word sometimes gets misused, but there is a consciousness to this. You sound like one of the health shows that I have done recently talking about this very same thing. Farming, food, and health all should be part of the same conversation. The kind of pesticides that are used, the sorts of things that are done in the area of food, I'm going to say protection for the people that are making it, the way when you look at all of the things that are put into meats and produce to keep it on the shelf longer, you know, that stuff's not good for us, and I think that's part of what you're bringing out here. Gene Bauer with us on the American Family.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown, that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife, that loves him every night. Raising a son, raising a daughter, gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times get harder. Here's to the farmer. Subdivisions creeping on in. Neighborhood kids keep jumping his fence. He can double his money, but that be the end of
it. It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American Family Farmer. Also a broadcaster. Put the two items together to create this program. First started and still is a podcast, in essence. A lot of the material that we have every week is continued, if you will, on the podcast. AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com is where you find it. Our conversation this week is a focus on farm life. The gentleman who started the Farm Sanctuary, Gene Bauer, is with us. You can go to the website, farmsanctuary.org, to find out what his preferences are and the people who support him. The popularity of plant-based milk and dairy alternatives. Somebody asked me on a television show recently, Gene, how I would define milk, because we have all of the things that almond milk, if you will, and soy milk and all this other stuff. I said, as far as I was concerned, milk is only milk if it comes out of a mammary gland. Otherwise, it's something else, maybe compared with milk. And I wonder what you think about the growth of that sort of industry.
Yeah, well, as you say, the demand for plant-based milks has increased exponentially, and there is now discussion about whether the term milk should be used.
Yeah.
And, you know, for many people, they use these products just like they do use cow's milk. And, you know, the term milk has, you know, there's milk of magnesia. There's, you know, milk has been used in a variety of ways over the years. And I think people are using plant-based milk just like they use cow's milk. And I think all of these products should be descriptively labeled. So if it's almond milk, it should say almond milk. And I think our labeling also needs to be very accurate in terms of what the exact ingredients are. And if it's from an animal, I think also it should be labeled like goat's milk, for example, or even cow's milk. So I think, you know, one of the arguments that the dairy industry has been making is that consumers are confused, and so they shouldn't be using the term milk. But I favor the term milk just because it's commonly used. It's something people are familiar with. And these products are used just like cow's milk. For example, oftentimes people will use soy milk or almond milk or rice milk or hemp milk or oat milk. And there's so many kinds now. But they will use that on their cereal just like they use cow's milk on their cereal. So I don't have a problem with the term milk applying to these plant-based options.
I think, well, you and I would gently disagree, but that's okay. You can, gentlemen can disagree about stuff. It's all right. I think that the important thing is that people are doing good things for their body one way or the other. On my farm, the dairy industry or the dairy products, especially milk and ice cream and that sort of thing, are highly sought after. But as you say, there's a lot of interest in things that come from other products. Coconut is another area where you find things. And people are looking for a difference. I think also in the meat industry, there's an interesting sort of byproduct of what's going on there. As you said in the last half hour, we have a lot of meat being grown. There are alternatives. I try some of them from time to time because I don't eat meat, and I just think they're awful.
Well, they're getting
why bother?
And anyway. Some people will feel that way, certainly.
Yeah.
You know, have you tried the Beyond Burger or the Impossible Burger? These are like veggie burgers that are awful lot like beef, and they've come a long way in even the past couple of years.
All right, so let's move into some other things that are changing in the food system. You mentioned farmers markets before, community-supported agriculture, CSAs, becoming a big thing. In the area that I live, which is a suburban Boston community called Framingham, there are only three farms left in town. This was a community that was formed. It was originally called Danforth Farms, as a matter of fact, farming community, like most of every other part of our country. When we were founded, it was built on agriculture and supporting our lives. That's how you had to live. Everybody had a cow, everybody had chickens, you know, that kind of stuff. And now we go and look for the things that it's almost, I don't know, there's a dreaminess to it. There's a wafting of, there's something now that's become a mystique around the farm. So if you can go and buy things at farmers markets, or you can sign up at your farm, local farm, for a CSA, that's kind of cool. What do you see the trend in that area?
Oh, I think the trend in that area is very strong and growing. I think more and more citizens feel removed from nature, removed from the source of their food, and they want to regain that. And I think there's huge opportunities for farmers to, you know, work more closely with consumers to actually have events on the farms, like, you know, pick your own orchard or pick your own berry patch, for example. And these things are starting to happen more frequently. Also, farm to table events. So you can actually appeal to a higher end consumer. And, you know, I think this boils down in many ways to quality versus quantity. And the industrial farming model produces quantity, volume, at a very low profit margin. And that's the kind of approach that has destroyed many communities and harmed many small farmers. So I think we can regain our reconnection to earth. That's good for farmers, good for people. And I think we're in the midst now of a shift in our food industry because we've got bad at it.
Well, I think the whole business of getting so in bed with the government and having to have, because of government policy, it screws up the farms. When I was a kid, We did everything on the farm. We had cows, we had chickens, we had pigs, we had sheep, we grew apples and pears, and we grew corn and potatoes, and it was what we all did together, and one guy helped another guy. We were all working together. We all didn't have the same equipment, and that helped us to understand. And we would help the others do the things that we weren't doing ourselves. And as you have suggested, that's sort of been lost. And it's been lost because there are people who wanted to do it bigger, and they say bigger is better. Well, it's not. The kind of things, I was thinking about the preservatives and talking about that with you in some of the foods that are available in the market today, just garbage. And there isn't the same sense of consuming because of the way the government has gotten involved, but also the promotion of places like McDonald's, these hamburger chains and the fast food chains, and everybody wants to eat differently. And if you really get down to it, you can get the same, you can, for the same amount of money, you can buy quality food from local farms and enjoy it and have it do with supporting your system. It's not, you know, it's just a way we're sort of twisted and turned around by big ag and big government. That's all.
I completely agree. And this system is supported by tax dollars, which is crazy. Yeah. You know, billions of dollars every year go into supporting industrialized animal agriculture through price supports, through financial incentives, through even building manure lagoons for pig factories in North Carolina. And, you know, these industries should have to pay for their own waste. And so the system is all upside down.
It really is. And under the circumstances, when you look at the farm bill that was passed in late December and how much money, I just was, before you came on, mentioning some of these families that do, you know, even though they're big farms, they do $40, $50 million a year, getting $600,000 in aid when their profit margins are in the millions. It's just not, and then small family farmers are just winnowing on them, but they can't make it. There's something really fakakta, if you will, in these, in the reasoning. It just is nuts.
Well, what it is it's politics. It's, you know, the lobbyists and the big industry folks who are active in Washington, D.C., and they're able to push legislation that they're familiar with, and then they're able to then come back and have their hand out and get the dollars. And
well, they know how the system, right, they know how the system works. Continuing.
Oh, farming the government, right?
Yep, farming the government, milking the government. Gene Bauer, president of the Farm Sanctuary, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's talk about how healthy you are, as long as that's been the theme of our conversation here in part with Mr. Bauer. There's no question about what you need in your bodies to stay healthy. A lot of omega-3s, whether you take it in fish oil or krill oil, was a subject matter for debate before. Do I want krill oil? Do I want fish oil? Now, the debate's over. Is the solution. Solution is called Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products. You will like taking it. I take it. It combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and ultra-pure krill oil for your joints. One small little capsule. Very powerful. Promotes your cardiovascular health. Doctors who are cardiovascular, like Ken Kronhaus, who's on my program, he said, this is fabulous stuff. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they'll send you the first bottle free. No charge, except for you to pay the shipping to get it to you. Call 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. You get the bottle free, pay $4.95 for shipping. Experience the health benefits for your heart, your brain, your joints, your circulation. The nice thing about Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10 is that the soft gels are so small, very easy to swallow. Get this into your body. Do it free. Do it now. Call 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples? Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week, in honor of President's Day, you get 20% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $200 on toner.
With savings that big, you'll be the Director of Deals, the President of Printing.
Get 20% back in rewards on ink or toner. Now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/23/19. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/20inrewards for details.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Good stuff for the American family farmer and for the farmer constituents. Constituency, I guess that's really what it is, because we are doing this program to benefit the American family farmer, businesses that are run by farm families, and also the locavores that use the products that we grow on our farms. So every week I'm happy to tell you about the podcast that we have prepared for you at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You'll find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This week, begin with a look at how rural American hospitals and schools are closing, and there's no real, there's nothing the federal government is doing to fix this problem. I also talk on this podcast about this program that's been done, or at least they're in the throes of getting together more land access for younger farmers. Holly Ripon Butler, who's the land access program director, in fact, for the National Young Farmers Coalition. You can find them at youngfarmers.org. Holly grew up on her family's dairy and beef farm. I think she's the fourth generation in upstate New York. She continues to farm there with her parents. She's also focused her work, though, on the sort of intersection of food, farmland, protection, policies of the federal government, that sort of thing. That's what the National Young Farmers Coalition is all about. It supports practices and policies that will sustain young, independent farmers and help them to be more prosperous, which is a real problem on the farm for any age these days. So you can listen to that. Also, I talk a little about the new tax laws and why they are very complicated. Politicians are using the farmer for neutralizing some of the tax programs. Not good. So check it all out. The podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Gene Bauer with us, the author. His latest book is called Living the Farm Sanctuary Life, The Ultimate Guide to Eating Mindfully, Living Longer, and Feeling Better Every Day. Your message would probably not only be suited for this sort of a venue, but on health-based programs. There are a lot of programs in books and movies, and I mean, you mentioned a couple. I know that my world was shaken by stories that were told in a couple of movies that just brought the walls came tumbling down when people saw some of the things that were being done, government pushing farmers around, the stuff when raw milk was being introduced or popularized or repopularized, the kinds of stuff the government did to chase farmers out, whether you like raw milk or milk at all, the government and its heavy hand, wow. That's something I think we all should be united in fighting against, Gene.
I completely agree, and I think it's up to consumers to just be more aware of how we are spending our dollars, because each time we buy food, we are voting for a certain food system, so being more mindful. And I think we all share very similar values. We want to eat food that is nourishing. We want to support a food system that doesn't destroy communities and doesn't destroy the earth, and we're also generally for compassion to other animals. And so I think if we look at our values and then try to align our food choices with our values, we can each play a small role in changing our food system, which needs a lot of change right now.
Well, we have to combat things like the FDA, who says they just want to make food safer. That's the biggest crock. And, you know, making America's food supply the safest in the world is what the government wants to do, another crock. So we all have to kind of work our way through these things together. Gene Bauer, president of Farm Sanctuary. Check out farmsanctuary.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll your windows.
Harrigan Family Farmer. Time now for me to give you my 2 cents worth, if you will. 2 cents, maybe 4 cents. However, the future of agricultural workings, that is, who will be the laborer on farms? Your family, a H-2A guest worker, an illegal, or a robot? I'm going to talk about where we're going in this department, and once again, because I do rail against the government, but the problems with the worker programs, the lack of available help may be pushing, and because it's government policy, may be pushing us toward robots. I'll talk more about that after this.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
All right, so the situation that I have observed here around our country with farmers and ranchers, a lot of discussion of the state of regulations governing the farm labor market and efforts to get through it. Nancy Pelosi is making a mess of it. Her history would tell you that she will continue to make a mess of it. There have been a lot of national groups talking about the H-2A visa program. It has grown massively over the past decade. The number of visas being issued to temporary workers up 500%. But demand is surpassing the supply, and navigating the system, anything with the government, is certainly a challenge. And so as I look over all the attorneys that are getting involved in this stuff, trying to find out how to work with the current system and then maybe change it, make it more user-friendly. But why do we have to have it in the first place? I mean, I understand why it is that this sort of work has become something that Americans, we're told, don't want to do. Well, I don't agree with that. I've had on my farm white men my age working since whenever I was a kid, picking strawberries or doing whatever I did, picking pears, milking cows, cleaning manure out of a calf pen. There were no foreign workers around. It was all the people on the farms, the families. Somehow, through whatever popular media there is, Americans decided the work was too hard and there wasn't enough pay, so we'll go do something else and we won't protect the farm. Thus the need for the immigrants coming in legally and illegally, and the H-2A program, which is a nightmare. I tried using it once and it's ridiculous. They want to come in and inspect the table, make sure it's not made out of wood in the kitchen of whatever place you put these workers. What the hell difference does it make whether it's a wooden table or a metal table? You know, that kind of stupid stuff. And so that's what's pushed a lot of people toward robots. Is the future of agricultural workers tech and steel? You look at some of the things that have been developed. I was talking about picking strawberries. Some of these new strawberry pickers, they certainly can do it faster and better. Human and machines, 10 seconds per plant. They find the ripe strawberries. They twist them off, and they stick them into a plastic bag. And repeat it before the fruit spoils. That's what's going on right now on farms down in Florida and elsewhere in California. There was a labor shortage, so somebody made in their shop one of these big, they call it Harv. It's a machine that harvests not only fruits but vegetables as well. So is the government, by its policy, going to change our lives and make it much more mechanized than it currently is? I think it's pretty clumsy, but it's there, and I think you need to be thinking about whether that's the direction you want to go in. Food for thought for me. I'm Doug Steffen with some news and views here on the American Family Farmer at 59 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.